Alrighty. Well, yeah. Sounds like he's all fixed up, and what a cool radio. I mean, I did a fair amount of research trying to find the board, and they're hard to find, and you don't see too many VHF, UHF, ATXs. To me, it's just crazy for an ATX 7000 to not have a 7800 megahertz band in it. So it's a rarity, I think, but I could be wrong. I don't see many of them.
Well, not only are they rare, but most often when you find them, they got UHF R2. So to have a VHF and a UHF R1 is a beautiful thing. I tried to convert one of my VHF 8s into a VHF UHF R1, but I boogered it all up, and I ended up sending the radio back and getting it fixed. But I said to myself, yeah, I'm never going to play with that again, but now I might be more apt to try it, because that was very early when the 7000 was still a supported product. But, you know, now that it's out of support, you know, there's a lot less, things are loosening up a bit. Anyhow, the 7K is a nice radio. It's a little bit taller, but it's got a great form factor, and that display is just gorgeous compared to the 8K.